This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Cotton futures fell last week with the rest of the commodity sector. December futures did finish the week 64.28, down 109 for the week despite only moderate trading volume. So open interest surged again, traders opening another 6,100 contracts, finishing the week with over 210,000 in open interest. That's another new high since March. Speaking of highs, after making more fresh highs just a few days earlier, stocks had their worst decline in a few months on Thursday. S&P gave back the past seven session gains. NASDAQ fell over 5%. Dow was falling, but not quite as hard, but also hadn't risen as high as the others had. Now, the sell-off seemed to be profit-taking ahead of non-farm payroll figures on Friday, but even with the positive numbers there, the market settled into a three-day weekend on the lower side. How about export sales? Well, they continue to limp along relatively low pace, 131,500 bales net new sales, but commitments still relatively high. The best buyer again, China, purchasing 61,400 bales. Next largest, Vietnam, followed by Turkey. Learn more online, igrowcotton.com. I'm Tony St. James.